part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York on this Saturday night, and we're grateful that you're here every Saturday evening and telling your friends. 888-340-3373. We started a topic in the first hour. We will continue it. But who's we? Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yo, yo, yo.
And yours truly, Kevin McCullough. You might see me on Fox News or listen to me on talk radio during the week. But either way, we're glad to have you with us on this power-packed funhouse tonight. I say that because we have the maximum number of staff that you can possibly fit into our studio. In fact, I think if we get one more person in here, someone's getting slapped in here. Get away from me. What's wrong with you? Should have sucker punched him. Anyway, that's what Will Smith did to a Ukrainian reporter who's really a comedian, but he parades around as a reporter. He goes to all these red carpet things. And he purposefully tries to put people in uncomfortable situations so that he will have a piece of videotape that then he can make viral and get famous. If you were not with us in the first hour, I'll give you a taste of what this sounded like. Like this.
Oh, my God.
Man, what the hell is your problem, buddy?
All right. He came to
nice things. Hey, sorry. He said, kiss me in my mouth. He's joking. Look, I ain't sucker punching. Oh, sorry. I said that on camera.
Yep, he said that on camera, all right.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I will.
Hey, what's up, man?
And then in slow motion, we've got it as well. Anyway, so that was Will Smith, and that was what happened on the red carpet for Men in Black 3. And I made the observation in the first hour, does anybody think that this went too strong, was too much of a reaction? Some of our staff asked the question, shouldn't Will Smith be booked for assault? And I've said in the course of the culture that we live in today, is it even reasonable to think that a private citizen, not slapping the guy, Stephen, if a private citizen got treated this way, not if they slapped a guy, if they just said, I don't believe that's morally right for you to do that to me, that two men should be doing this. Do you think that that would be tolerated by the media in 2012? And I would love to know your thoughts on whether or not you think that in this culture, in this day, in this age, if Will Smith had just simply said, he didn't slap him, but later he just said, you know what? That's morally wrong, and I don't want to participate in that. What do you think the reaction would have been? I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. Now, we were on the phone with Ruben on line one before we stopped for the top of the hour. And Stephen, you had a question for him.
And Ruben says, Ruben, you there?
Line one, Ruben. Oh, okay. Ruben left us.
Oh, all right. Well, that was, and I'll just speak out the question I had, which was Ruben said, He used the word, what was the word he used about being, not accosted, but assaulted.
Assaulted, yeah.
In Ruben's mind, if a man tried to kiss him, blah, 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 by whatever, in whatever reality, he felt as though that would be, in his mind, that he had been assaulted. And then later on, Cabo, I want to talk about, what if Will Smith were gay? What if Will Smith were living a gay lifestyle, was a homosexual openly, walked down the red carpet, and this guy tried to kiss him on the mouth, and the same thing happened? What if Will Smith, hypothetically, living a gay lifestyle, just didn't want to be kissed on the mouth by another man without permission and slapped him? Wonder what the reaction to that
would be. Should the slap receive any consequence whatsoever? is one of the questions you could answer.
I think you should have frickin' decked him.
The second thing in the culture that we live in today that I want to know...
That's just me.
...is, do you agree with me that if he had not chosen to hit him, but had actually chosen to instead verbally reprimand, so not taking the violent approach, but taking the verbal approach, would it have been accepted? Because I think Stephen, a lot of people are going to say, you know what? Slapped him. He got what he had coming to him. But I bet you, if he had not slapped him, but said verbally, that's not right. I don't find that morally right. I can't go along with that. I think it would be punishment for him. 888-340-3373 Let's go to line one. BJ calling from Carson City, Nevada, listening to FM 99.5 WFFT, FM Talk. Glad you're with us, BJ. Thanks for being here.
You bet. I believe that the fellow that tried to kiss Will is guilty of assault because, as I understand it, the way HIV is transmitted is through fluids in the body. So this guy could have been HIV positive.
I don't think saliva counts, though.
I don't think. I don't know about that. But let's just, removing the HIV part of it. But what's your opinion if a man tried to do to you what this guy tried to do to Will Smith and you reacted out of your instinct because you didn't feel like that was appropriate based on your moral standard, would you think that reacting that way was wrong?
No, because I wouldn't want it to go down public record that I'd been kissed by someone in public and didn't react to it negatively.
Mm.
I believe that would be a blot on my...
reputation.
My person.
Yeah. So even if you didn't make... what you're saying is, if you didn't make a reaction to it, you feel like that would be a blot on your reputation?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
BJ, thanks for listening. Appreciate you being here. And thanks for having a 99.1 FM to WF... I always mess up the call letters. But it's FM Talk out of Reno. It's the Fox News station there. We're glad that you're with us. Let's go back to Ruben, who's dialed us up. I don't know what line he's on, but... line two. Ruben, thanks for dialing back in. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so my question there, Ruben, was you think, and you're a truck driver, you said it before, you've been propositioned by men in your travels, yada yada. So if one of these guys turned around and said, hey, man, you know, you got to just lighten up, Buster, and go with the flow, and he tries to kiss you think that somebody physically trying to plant his mouth on your mouth, you'd classify that as assault, yes?
Well, yeah, it's an assault. I mean, no doubt of that. I mean, even if it was a woman, it just wants to kiss me out of the blue, it's an assault because yeah. I'm not willingly participating. So,
no means no, right, Ruben?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That means no. Yeah. And you know, I'm a truck driver. I go to New York twice a month. And trust me, I've been harassed. I park at a rest area, and I'm trying to take a nap. I'm trying to get some sleep, and I got people knocking on my door constantly. And every gay activist talk about give us our rights, give us our freedom, you know, let us be. Well, what about me? What about us? I mean, when somebody like that is harassing
you. I want my nice sleep. Leave me alone.
Exactly, you know. But, I mean, the culture is, as you can tell, I'm from Hispanic background descended, and it's a culture shock for me here in the state.
Let me understand this, Ruben. I mean, because you're opening up some information here. That so you're a truck driver, and you're saying that you've been at truck stops in and around the New York area. Now, is it women soliciting prostitution knocking on the cab of your truck, or is it men soliciting gay prostitution, or just whatever, looking for a good time?
Actually, you'll be surprised, but over there in Long Island, there's a parking ride area where I usually park to walk at it. It's from a restaurant walking distance, and I park there to go get me something to eat. When I come back, there's about six or seven guys circling my my truck, and I feel like somebody in the water, you know, surrounded by sharks.
But it's not for money. It's not for money. They're just looking for fun.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And at one point, at one time, I ended up approaching a guy, and I said, well, do I have a sign in my face? Is there a sign in my truck where it says that I'm soliciting? I'm over here trying to just get a little rest and get.
Reuben, we're very sorry that you're having to experience that. Let me just say we don't think all of Long Island's that way.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Com.
McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
And Kevin, a shout-out to our chat room homies that are all keeping the conversation flowing there.
A lot of folks
there.
In the chat room.
Having fun there. Let's go back to the phones. Lawrence from Brooklyn wants to weigh in on the Will Smith story. Lawrence, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Thanks for listening to AM 970 The Answer. We appreciate you being there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I would say that's just too much, you know. I mean, I know he's a star and everybody likes him, okay? But trying to push your face on him, any man, you know, another man, as far as I'm concerned, is just wrong.
But, Lawrence, here's the question. don't you think that in this day and age, in our culture, that if Will Smith had handled himself differently, if he had said, instead of punching the guy, I'm just going to say to him, look, that's morally incorrect. You shouldn't do that to me. Do you think it would have been better received or less well received by the press, by the media, by everybody that's watching this story, than just slapping the guy in the face? Because that's what he chose to do. And I got to say, I feel it's a very natural instinct. I think a guy getting unwantedly kissed by another guy, I think he reacted in a very natural way.
I think so, too. I think it's just a point of reflex, you know.
But do you think, but what causes that reflex, Lawrence?
You know, maybe it's just the way we brought up, you know, men here, women there, you know, men don't kiss other men unless it's your family, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, and then even then, they don't have that kind of kissing in the family.
Yeah, they don't have no lip lock.
If you do, you got bigger problems than just the red carpet. All right, Lawrence, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. KKFT. 99.5.
Very good, Kevin.
I love our FM talkers.
That was terrific.
No, that's such a good station. And the Reno and Carson City and all those guys, they so faithfully tune us in every week. And I want to treat them with respect. So I'm glad of that. All right, 888-340-3373. By the way, I didn't do this earlier, but I wanted to make sure that we did mention this tonight. I don't know if you've noticed, Stephen.
Yeah.
You ever go to the mailbox and look at the bills?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever get the one that has the word electric on it?
Oh, yeah.
This last week I asked the lovely Bright. I said, what's our average electrical bill? And she said, well, you know, we're on the payment plan. Because the sorry utility in our part of the country says, if you can't pay for the spikes, then we'll estimate your payment and then give it to you on a monthly basis across the year, right? So $300 a month is our electric bill.
Is that a lot?
He's such a celebrity. He's so removed from life. Yes. That's a lot. Is that a lot, Mr. Alex?
Compared to my...
You pay $60 in electricity.
Yeah.
But you live in the city in a building.
Small apartment.
Okay, smaller apartments. And Ivan, what's your electric run, you know? Daddy pays
He's
it.
Such a celebrity.
Yeah. He's such
Not Ivan.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know.
He is. Jackie, you have any idea what your electric is?
60.
See? 300. And we have a tiny little house. You've been in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan's been in my house.
Well,
tiny little house.
Well, you're a media mogul. So, you know.
But
I might have something
we run AC in the summer. We run the heat in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, this phenomenon known as high energy bill syndrome is real. Because you see it happen again and again. Someone goes, they pull the bill out, they look at it, they scream. And it's called high energy bill syndrome. So anyway, this last week, I met a guy, Stuart Lynn. Actually, got to spend some time with him when we were in Chicago. And he's kind of dedicated his life through entrepreneurial endeavors to help families from New York to you name where save money on their energy costs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just call him and say, Stu, I want to save money on my energy costs, he can actually help you save 30 or 40%. But then he's telling me about these programs where you can get your energy for free. Now I'm saying $300 a month, I could put that towards stupid credit card debt that I haven't paid off yet, you know, car payment. That's a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there's even a way that you can make money. So I want everyone listening to Baldwin McCullough to know that not only is Stu Lin sponsoring the broadcast, but he wants to help you. He wants to help reduce your energy rates. And listen, if you're listening on AM 970, The Answer, in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut especially, the programs in your three states are phenomenal. So if you want to cut your energy costs, if you want to eliminate your energy costs, if you want to make money helping other people cut their energy costs, any one of those three categories, you need to write down this phone number. It's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. And I'm not kidding. Reduce your energy cost by either getting a discount, getting it free, or making money from helping other people reduce their energy cost. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Call and see if it's available in your area, but especially if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You guys have help coming your way. And if you're tired of the $300 electric bill and gas, then call Stu Lin today. You can also go online at Stu Lin, that's STULYNN.NET. So, anyway, thanks to Stu for stepping up and sponsoring the broadcast.
That
appreciate
sounds
that.
Like a good thing.
Yeah. So we should get you on the energy
just,
plan.
Just talk to my wife.
See, I knew somebody knew the amount of the bill.
Yeah.
877-532-1821 if you want more info. 877-532-1821. All right, so I think the overwhelming conclusion of the Will Smith story tonight is that in fact he should not be charged with physical violent assault.
That seems to be the
against the guy who tried to tongue him.
I don't know about tongue.
He said he tried to kiss me in my mouth.
He said on my mouth.
He said in my mouth.
On my mouth.
He said in my mouth.
Play it again.
All right, we'll play it one more time.
I'll bet you.
And you'll see.
The
you'll full see for
$150
yourself.
For the police.
In my mouth.
In my mouth.
Sorry.
As clear as possible. You heard that. I have an in or on.
It's disgusting. In. It was in.
It was
I'm
in.
I'm wrong.
Oh, you.
I'm wrong.
So now you're paying the $150 for the police.
No.
Because you made that bet just as I hit.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Johnson.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm going to give the number again, 888-340-3373. I'm just so impressed with myself that I know it.
It doesn't hurt that it's written on the screen right in front of you either.
I'm not looking at that.
Okay.
And you are splitting the $150 because you didn't take the bet. Nice try.
I took the bet.
No, you didn't.
I totally took
the bet.
You're
just a big fibber. What are we talking about, Kevo?
We're going to switch topics in just a second, but I want to take Ray's call from Clearwater, Florida first. Ray, what station are you listening to?
I really wouldn't know. I know that the Christian station.
AM 970, 510, 660?
It's 570.
570, okay. So you WTBN there in Tampa Bay.
AM.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Thank you, Ray. Thanks for being here. So Will Smith got all smooched up on by this Ukrainian comedian. What is it natural for him to want to beat the man?
It's natural.
It is.
Because you know what? He was trying to respect the man from the start, really. What in the world? Who's going to let another man come and kiss him in the mouth? And you very seldom let a female kiss you in the mouth you don't know.
Very seldom?
If you don't know them, I haven't seen some of the cruelest thing there is. And what man would let another man kiss him in the mouth?
See, Ray, I think, and this is the weird thing about, like, I don't have any problem understanding what you just said. But I know that there are certain portions of our culture that think that what you just said is a very hateful statement. And it's
okay,
just,
now can I tell you?
Okay. And I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But we live in such a weird day today, Ray, that if you were to come on here and say it's morally wrong to do that, you're going to inflame an entire portion of our population and say, who are you to say that that's morally wrong? Go ahead.
Okay, now you said the right thing, different cultures. Now, black families, it wasn't brought up like that, letting people kiss them in the mouth and touch on them and this and that. It's wrong. You know what? We shake hands. Just shake hands. And what you doing kissing on a man? It seemed, when I first heard it, I said, this man's trying to promote homosexuality.
Now, Ray, let me ask you a question. You know that the big issue right now is the definition of marriage. And you know in North Carolina they just define marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
Right.
And then the president came out and said, no, I think we should change the law and change the definition. Which side of that are you on?
To be honest with you, I am on God's side. It is wrong for a man to go with a man. A man, President Obama, is trying to get toast, just like all the rest of the presidents in history. And he know majority of black folks don't go for no homosexuality.
Do you think it'll hurt him in getting votes for next year?
Well, no, he's going to have plenty of votes. He's going to win this thing. He's going to win it. But deep in his mind, President Obama knows it's morally wrong.
Ray, are you gonna vote for him?
You better believe it. He's trying. He's better than the Bushes. Man, Jesse Jackson says, stay out the Bushes. I'm staying out the Bushes.
All right, Ray. Hey, can't argue with that logic. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888. I forgot the phone number after that. Eight 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 340-3373.
That's because you got to stay out of the Bushes.
You know what's funny is we were just sitting here talking.
You can't remember the phone number if you got your head in the Bushes.
We're just sitting here talking about this before we went on the air tonight.
See?
And Alex, my brother of another mother, sitting right here, is our art director and online guy. And I said, I think that President Obama could go on live national television and slit babies' throats open with people watching. And there will be a segment of the population that will go, I don't care. I'm voting for him. Ray just said, black people ain't down with gay marriage. We don't want this definition changed. We're going to vote against it. But we're voting for the man who wants to change it. Wow. That's why I forgot the phone number. I have nothing to say. I can't. No, of course he can't speak for all black people. Jackie's reminding me on the screen. I know that. Anyway, speaking of African Americans, Dateline Colorado Springs this week, there's a little second grader that was in the month of February doing a project on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a white boy. Sean King is his name. And he memorized one of Dr. King's most famous speeches. And then he dressed up in a suit that he pictured Dr. King would wear, and he did blackface on his face and tried to imitate Dr. King's accent.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I will tell you what happened to this kid, but it wasn't good, and all he was trying to do was respect Dr. King. And I'm wondering what the offense was. Anyway, 888-3403.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 303-203-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from New York. Glad you're with us. Thank you for those of you in the chat room found at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can join it right there. You can even see the telecast of the show. All one camera we have operating right now. Eventually, it'll be a full three-camera TV experience, but right now it's just one. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your interest in what's going on in the world and for having a good time with us on a Saturday night. 888-340-3373. And thank you for those of you helping with 2012 and 2012. Monday we will release the new number, but Stephen, as of last Monday, we were at 972 children that have already been helped. And thank you for each of you that have done that. And if you have not yet, our goal, in case you have not heard, is to feed 2012 orphans in the year 2012. Not just Stephen and Kevin. There's other talk shows that are doing this with us. There are great organizations like King's Ransom Foundation and Food for Orphans that are doing this with us. There are other radio networks that are starting to find out about it and say, how can we help? So, friends, even if you can't give a gift tonight, if you can put it on your Facebook or your Twitter, if you can get the word out, if you go to your local church or your civics club or your high school class or whatever, and say, hey, for 25 cents, We can feed a child who will die if he doesn't get that meal for 25 cents. $92 feeds a child for the entire year. We're looking for 2,012 people to join us in giving $92 to feed at least one orphan in the year of 2012. And the phone number is 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. Or you can give through the web at 2012 and 2012.info. But 972 kids' lives have been saved because you cared and took action. And we're really grateful for you doing that. Okay, Stephen, before the break, I said real quickly, this kid got in trouble because he put blackface on, but he was trying to adopt the character of Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a little mustache. He's done his hair a certain way, put on a suit. Now, I remember when I was taking one of my speech classes in college,
mm-hmm.
one of the speeches that we were required to do in order to pass the class was a historical interpretation. And I picked Winston Churchill.
Did you?
Yes. And I got a big pillow and stuck it under my... I was probably offending fat people, but I put a big pillow under my...
You kind of look like Churchill.
Now I do.
I have no hair. Facially.
Yeah, no hair. So anyway, I memorized... we'll fight on the sea. We'll fight on the shore. We will never, never surrender. I had worked on that for weeks and weeks.
Was that like a Cookie Monster?
Yeah, it kind of jumped in there with the allergies.
We will fight on the sea.
But this kid, he just wanted to pay honor to Dr. King.
Sure.
And now, these people have all these issues. For instance, Steve Klein from the King Center in Atlanta, an organization founded by Dr. King's wife, Coretta Scott King, said, the issue with this child, the second grader, mm-hmm. stereotyping. A lot of African Americans find minstrel or blackface stereotyping black people when it was done decades ago. There's a disconnect here that young people need to know their history a little better. Okay. You're really going to hold it against a second grader who's trying to honor Dr. King? Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say he's a racist? Because he's trying to imitate Dr. King to, I don't know. Is he a racist? 888-340-3373. What's your thought on that? Let's go to line one. Monica is calling from New York. She's not calling about this. She's calling about the Will Smith homophobic topic we were talking about earlier. Is Will Smith homophobic, Monica?
No, he's not. But he actually did the right thing.
By slapping the guy upside the face?
I believe Will did the right thing. If Will was an average, everyday man and someone did that to him, he probably would have done worse. I think he was absolutely right for doing it. I think the journalist had some idea that would be disrespectful. Will never gave out any idea that he was homophobic, that he engaged in cultures that kissed other men. This is a married man with a family. The journalist was absolutely inappropriate and out of line. And I believe if Will was an average, everyday man, the journalist would have certainly gotten more than that.
As for the little boy with the
black face,
yes.
It was not the child's fault. It was the parent, because the parents know how sensitive issues like that are. The parents should have made better judgment. It's not the child. It's the parent's fault, and it was the parent's
right.
responsibility.
But, Monica, again, let me just set the stage. He's going to class to do a speech given by Dr. King, right? So he's memorized the speech. He's trying to look like him. I mean, he's not getting up on a stage going, he's not doing minstrel stuff, no vaudeville, none of that stuff. This is like a serious attempt at interpreting a historical figure.
Even back during that time when people wore blackface, it was very offensive to African Americans.
Of course it was, because they made African Americans look stupid.
I know his parents are very aware that he could have honored Dr. King by giving the most fabulous speech Dr. King has ever given. He could have worn a suit and tie. He could have done
that
for him.
He wore a suit and tie.
It's insensitive. And if I was a parent at that school, I'm an African-American woman. If I was a parent at that school, I would have been incensed. I would have been beside myself with offense and anger. The parents knew better.
Good enough. Appreciate the perspective, Monica. Thanks for the call. You can't beat up the second guy for this.
Well, you're not weighing it, I think, with where we're at today. Things have changed, brother. It's all changed now. Barack Obama's the president. Gay marriage is, you know, state by state sweeping the nation.
Except that it's not.
Well, it's going to get there.
32 states have now specifically said, no, it won't.
All right.
I mean, it is a very interesting and odd day.
Yeah.
But so, this kid from Colorado, if you got an opinion on that, 888-340-3373. The King Center, very unenamored with his attempt to honor Dr. Martin Luther King, 888-340-3373. Coming right back, he's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Online at baldwinmccullough.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer. Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Project.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. And should I give the number, Kevin?
Sure.
888-340-3373, and I looked at the screen. 888-340-3373. Kevo, we're talking about this young man.
Yes.
And he went to do what he thought was the right thing. How old is he?
He's a second grader.
Second grader.
Was that seven?
Painted his face black. as an assignment for his school program.
Well, he was interpreting Dr. Martin Luther King.
But for the school.
As a class assignment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
And he's gotten some negative responses, but even from Dr. Martin Luther King's organization.
Yes.
And, you know, in the break, I'm sitting there, we're talking about it here in the studio. And, I made the observation that nowadays I could see where the kid painting his face black could be something hypersensitive. Nowadays, what's sad to me is, let's just say it was just completely by the kid's own hand that he made this choice. What's sad to me now is the innocence of that. Here's a kid saying, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll make my face dark because, well, Dr. Martin Luther King was a black man. And the innocence.
And I'm a white kid, so I don't look like him.
So, but the innocence of that. You had this last caller say, well, the parents are responsible. Should have known better. And it just, you know, that's, I just, makes me think about the old days. That's all.
A couple more calls. Line 2, Ernest in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Ernest. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough.
Thank you very much. I have a comment here about the little kid.
Yes.
He tried to honor a very great man, a very great leader. And this little kid probably doesn't know anything about race issues. The only thing he knows is that he was trying to honor a great man. And doing this, he did it from his heart. I don't think, you know, his parents, you know, supported him. And I don't think the parents are wrong for supporting their child for doing something as noble as he did. And there's a lot of organizations out there to support, you know, African-American men and women, and that's fine. But you know what? You're really reaching for something in the sky, man, when you're trying to pin something on a little, you know, second-grade kid that can't...
Yeah, seven-year-old. I hear you, Ernest. Thanks for the call. Real quickly, line 3, Michelle in the Bronx.
Hello.
Hi. Real quickly, Michelle, you may get the last word on this. What's your thought?
My thought is, when you're a spiritual person, you don't think about the past, historic events, and, you know, you don't hold on to the bitterness because old black history, slavery, it's not about that. You've seen the beauty of a child honoring someone that the Lord God Almighty himself used, not because solely because of his color, just to bring harmony and peace to mankind.
Well,
it wasn't about...
Even beyond that, Michelle, and thank you for the call, even beyond that, Stephen, Dr. King spoke truth. If this kid wants to imitate a truth speaker, that's not a bad thing. You can find us online 7 days a week on BaldwinMcCullough.com.